Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Business journals and MBAs are convinced that strategic planning is important, a vital key to success. And no thinking person would deny the importance of knowing where you want to go and having a plan to get there. But for the business person who takes the promises of God's word at face value and is serious about making God his senior partner, is business success simply a matter of finding out what the need is and how you can meet it? Where does the leadership of the Holy Spirit fit into the equation of success? First, there are many promises in the Bible that tell us God is involved in the success or failure of our lives. For example, ponder the impact of Psalm 1, where David talked about the blessings of the man who walks according to God's direction. He then says, "Whatever he does, prospers." Jesus saw no conflict between seeking the will of God in business and strategic planning. He talked about a man who wanted to build a tower, something which was important in that day. It was used for protection, for storage, and refuge. He said that a person first sits down and counts the cost. Take a concordance and notice how the word success is used in the Bible, especially the Old Testament. You will discover repeatedly, there is a relationship between God's blessing and a person's success. Okay, where does this lead us? Well, let's go another direction for a minute, looking at the failure side of the ledger. Now, if God has something to do with success, then does ignoring him, leaving him on the sidelines or at the door of the church, also have something to do with our failure? Again, there is a correlation. A casual reading of the Old Testament, whether it is King Saul groveling before a witch, hoping she can foretell the future, or the presumption of the kings of Israel who went to battle before consulting the Lord, shows that there is a clear relationship between what happens and how people either ignored God or took God into their confidence and trusted him. Repeatedly, you'll find the phrase, "He consulted not the Lord." Okay, you are developing a business plan. You talk to your banker. You do a survey of the market. You strive to evaluate your resources. Have you just as earnestly said, "God, what should I do and how should I do it? What is your will in this whole thing?" Work as though everything depends on you. Pray as though everything depends on God, and you'll never fail. Far too often we think of God, though, as a court of last resorts, a last-ditch effort to prevent failure. We wait until the ship is sinking before we pray for a miracle. When had we only taken God into our confidence at the beginning, we would never be in distress. Yes, God is there in the day of disaster, but he is also there to guide your steps at the beginning of the journey. A final thought. Trusting God is never an excuse for less than your very best. It should never be a substitute for hard work or your all-out effort. It is the acknowledgement that no matter how wonderful is your plan or how hard you work, there are unknown factors which only God knows. The winning formula for the stock market: buy low, sell high, and if it doesn't go up, don't buy. That works only when God controls the market. But he does, and since he does, he can give you direction when you need it. Don't think of God as the passport to success and riches. Think of him as a father who walks with you through life. I am still convinced our Heavenly Father knows best.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.